My name is Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Today's program, we'll be having a conversation with the American singer-songwriter Livingston Taylor.
In store. As we tug on God's great beard and tap upon his door, to the truth that lives in space, we have set our sights, standing on the shoulders of Orville and Wilbur Wright, and we can fly, we can soar into
That song was called Kitty Hawk by Livingston Taylor from his most recent CD, The Last Alaska Moon. And honestly, this is the very first time I've heard the music of this accomplished singer-songwriter. He just released that album in 2010. Livingston Taylor is an American. He was born in Boston, but he was raised in Chapel Hill in North Carolina. He's a fascinating man, and he's actually coming here to our area in performance at the Tustin Theater in Narrowsburg on May the 5th, Saturday evening at 8 p.m. And so I was fortunate to be able to have a conversation with Livingston Taylor. You probably know his older brother, James Taylor, who's also a singer-songwriter. I caught up with Livingston earlier today from his home in Boston. Well, Livingston Taylor, you know, when I first heard about you and I realized the family that you came from, I have to admit that I kind of went into a little fantasy of what it must have been like when you were a kid. You've got five kids in your family and you're playing guitar by the time you're 13 years old.
Yes.
And I had this incredible curiosity about how did that fertile ground of music, what was that like in your home?
Well, there's a sense, Kathy, that around the home there would be these holiday moments where everybody would be singing Silent Night in perfect five-part take six-esque harmony, with me, Livingston, taking basically a baritone part, James low tenor, Kate soprano, Alex bass, and Huey fitting in someplace. The fact is that it didn't work that way.
Okay.
We were a normal, if slightly out of control, family. Five siblings, two adults. It was like every other family, a total mayhem all the time. And we were raised in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And that fantasy of, and where that fantasy comes from, and I'm sorry to say that that many people have that.
I'm sure.
That idea that we were all sitting around singing.
Where does your name Livingston come from? Is that
my name Livingston, Kathy, comes from my uncle Livingston Vernon.
So
he was a judge in the mountains of North Carolina, and I share his name.
Well, it's a beautiful name. It's a colorful name. It seems very Southern, and it does seem to come out of the Appalachian and that part of the country. You know, you were 20 years old when you signed your first recording contract.
Yes.
A 40-year career, an outstanding body of music. But I must admit to you that I had never heard your music until I listened to your most recent recording. And when I put that first song on, the title track of the CD, it's Last Alaska Moon, I had to stop what I was doing. And I sat down, and I was swept away by your composition and your performances in a way that I seldom encounter.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you to say, and I appreciate it.
What an amazing the themes that you cover in your songs, the variety of the types of songs that you write. It's astounding. And and I would like to talk with you about some of the songs specifically on this recording.
Well, one of the things I certainly can do is talk about what conjured up some of these things.
Well,
absolutely.
The title track. When I look at the CD, and for my listeners, it's a beautifully produced. There's a gorgeous photograph on the last page of the CD booklet, and it's a landscape of the mountains in Alaska. It looks like it could be early morning, and there's the moon in this pale blue sky. And you say that this album is in memory of your friend, Tom Moody.
Yes.
And the title track is very mysterious. It's a very lyrical song. A lot of your songs are stories.
Yes.
But it's when I read the poetry of the title track, it's like it's not clear what the story is. It's got a lot of mystery to it. And a lot of, it's so atmospheric.
I go and visit Alaska a lot. I go to a town called Haines, Alaska. And I was up there and I just had that musical I liked the way Last Alaska Moon, I loved the way it alliterated. And so I was just playing that with those chords, and then images started to show up. And sometimes I write very specific songs, There You Are Again, or the song about the Wright brothers, mm-hmm. Walk Until It's Heaven. Those tunes, but other times I just like being evocative and having images. Halloween at the BC line, border guards with nothing but time, suspicious eyes on my friend Stan. He was shaking with the contraband. And Stan is a friend of mine, and he wanted to be in the song. I'm sorry that I made him be a holder of contraband. He was shaking still when the darkness fell, and the Yukon ghosts got up from hell, and the seven sons were singing their spells, and the witches brought their brooms to ride out fast before the last Alaska moon. And that's just images, and that's just that's throwing paint at a canvas.
It's impressionistic.
And so that's just reckless and aggressive lyric writing, and I love doing it. But you can't do that without also settling it down. And so then it goes into that bridge section, calm, cold, crystal clear, Katie's calling. The skies are filled with icy diamonds. Lift your apron, catch them falling. And that settles it down again.
Running for that last Alaska moon. Running for that last Alaska moon. Out of Juneau in the pounding rain. Up the Lynn Canal in a shaky old plane. Pilot's laundry on my knee. He looked 13 to me. We were bound for the sleepy town of Haines. To ease my eyes and to rinse my brains. And to find my friends and feel the change. And look up the long lost tunes. In the shadows cast by the last Alaska moon. Jimmy T's going stone blind, mainly cause of lead in cheap moonshine. 3 years together in the Hanoi Inn, that makes us kin. His face goes white and he's choking on fear, and he clutches my sleeve and he spills my beer, and he says we're dying right now, right here. I say, Jimmy, don't give up so soon. There's a blast before the last Alaska moon. Lift your apron, catch them falling. Halloween at the BC line. Border guards with nothing but time. Suspicious eyes on my friend Stan. He was shaking with the contraband. He was shaking still when the darkness fell. And the Yukon ghosts got up from hell. And the seven sons were singing their spells. And the witches brought their brooms to ride out fast before the last Alaska moon. Aaron had a master plan. Clear and cunning. Her eyes are northern lights. With one glance we came running. Alaska moon, oh, running for that last Alaska moon, running.
not in for that last Alaskan moon.
That was Livingston Taylor, the title track to his most recent CD, Last Alaska Moon. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. Let's get back to our conversation with Livingston.
I am obsessed with lyrics. And I teach school. I teach at the Berklee College of Music, and I teach a stage performance class.
Yes.
But much of stage performance is what stories are you telling? And is your performance on stage going to be, are you going to be a carrier for the song? Or is the song going to be a carrier for you? Having a career is about finding an audience and finding a home for your music and learning the ballet between your listener and your songs and who you are and how important that relationship is.
Well, I understand from looking at your website that you're going to be publishing a book on stage performance, taking some of the ideas that you teach. I understand you've been a professor since 1989.
Yes, I'm coming into my 23rd year.
That's so exciting.
By the way, that book is already out and published. It's called Stage Performance.
Stage Performance and, by Livingston Taylor.
It is not the dry textbook. Oh, no.
I can't imagine that it would be a dry textbook, not with the things that you have to say.
Yeah, it's fun. And what I did was I sort of built an imaginary class of a handful of students and took them through a semester. And it's sort of a recreation of the class. Sadly, these days I have 40 students in each of my stage performance one sections. And another 30 students in my stage performance, too. So it's gotten vastly overpopulated. But
well,
that
you know,
notwithstanding, it's a course that that kids seem to want to take. And, God, I love teaching them. Love being around them.
Well, you know, we were talking about some of the themes that you touch on in your composition, and one of my favorite songs, and you did mention it, is the Kitty Hawk song. And if the Last Alaska Moon was a daring experiment with lyrics and impressionism, Kitty Hawk is something that I guess you set out on purpose to write a story about a historical event.
Yes, and it's also, I'm a bit of a student of the Wright brothers, so it's an accurate, the characters are accurate, the events are accurate. And so that puts a certain amount of restraint on how you can write. I'm a pilot, and I love to, I've got a beat up old airplane that I fly around, and so I admire the Wright brothers so much, and I admire them for their visceral understanding that to be the first to fly, you have to live long enough to be the first to fly, and that is a huge undertaking. The notion that the Wright brothers survived learning to fly is remarkable. Wilbur died in 1918, typhoid fever. Orville Wright died 1946 of extreme old age. And it's just remarkable.
And it seems that you touch on a lot of the Southern themes, the Kitty Hawk theme, you know, the wind in Carolinas. And then there's two songs that close out the album, The Walk Until It's Heaven,
Oh, boy, did I have
and
a good time
the
with that
one. Carolina. Both of those songs, I felt immediately that they were both about the Civil War.
Yes, they are about the Civil War.
Absolutely.
What is it? George Costanza says in Seinfeld. He looks at Jerry at one point and says, "I wish I were a Civil War buff." And I really am a Civil War buff.
Let's listen to that song, "Walk Until It's Heaven," from Livingston Taylor's most recent CD, "The Last Alaska Moon."
And the war is done, just walk until it's heaven, and you'll be right by my home in Tennessee. And dear Abigail, so fair, with her auburn flowing hair, will be waiting quietly for me. My mama will be whistling in the kitchen, and my daddy strong as stone plowing a road, and my best friend Daniel James, who took up our last name when his folks got sold away some years ago. When you tell them that you know me, get you ready. They're gonna slap your back and beg you please to sit. They'll ask you time again, did I proudly lead my men? And I won't mind if you stretch the truth a bit. Break it to them slowly how you left me with the apple blossoms lying on ground. Make sure you let them know that I never let them go, and that their prayers were my final sound. Damn this war, damn this struggle to be free, damn this tar of hatred that will not let us be, that will not let us rest until it lays us down and spills our life softly on the ground.
I'm amazed by the Civil War, by the conceptualization of it, by the remarkable conceptualization and fervor of Abraham Lincoln, who looked at a South that was getting ready to secede from the Union. And the notion that Abraham Lincoln said, "You can't go." Mm. And they said, "Well, of course we can go. We joined voluntarily. Listen, we don't wish you ill. It's not an issue that we want you to disappear or something. We just don't want to live with you anymore." And he looks at the South, and I paraphrase his inaugural address where he says, "The South has no voice that is heard to dissolve this Union." Mm. And I have a solemn voice lodged in heaven to keep it together. And you just get the sense of a clarity of vision. 500,000 people died in that conflict. When I was writing that last verse in Call Me Carolina, and that the words, there was a freckle-headed kid, and we wound up eye to eye, and his rifle would not fire, so he set himself to die. And I saw the slightest tear for what my steel would bring, but I would not be that merchant. For I was listening for you to call me Carolina. And, of course, the reason why we use Call Me Carolina is that it alliterates well and certainly alliterates far better than Call Me Massachusetts or Call Me North Dakota.
Well, my personal response to both of these songs is you get the sweep of history, the very profound feeling, very profound feeling in the lyrics, the sweep of history, and then you bring it in to a one-to-one, face-to-face situation that you can just step into when you hear those lyrics, and it makes it so vivid.
Grace and Winnie go to sleep. Mama's here beside you. Soon your daddy will be home.
Just this side of Richmond, that's where we draw the line. That's where we find the courage to take it one more time. We got dreams of glory. Now those dreams are gone, and I'm listening for your whisper in the dark before the dawn, for you to call me Carolina. Rock me with that melody, find me where I roam, and miss me, Carolina. The rustling of the jasmine in the breeze, tell me please I'm not alone. Carolina, call me home. In the first gray of the morning, found their way, and that blue wave came crashing, and the roar was Judgment Day. They seemed so like me as they settled to the ground, and in the middle of that hell, I'd listen for your sound, for you to call. That melody, find me where I roam, and miss me, Carolina. Water through my hands, and the fog across the sand. Can I stand this heart I own?
Carolina call me up eye to eye, and his rifle would not fire. So he set himself to die, and I saw the slightest tear for what my steel would bring. But I would not be that merchant, for I was listening for you to call me Carolina. Lock me with that melody, find me where I roam now. Miss me, Carolina. Quiet evening sky, the meadow fireflies, where the best of me has shone. Carolina, call me. Carolina, call me. Carolina, call me.
Call Me Carolina. That song is by Livingston Taylor. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Let's get back to our conversation with Livingston Taylor. And it's so American. Not only the subject matter, but the sound of the melodies and the sound of your voice. The sound of your voice. There's a remarkable family resemblance. When I see your face and I see your pictures and I see that Taylor family resemblance, and I hear it in your voice. I hear it in your voice, but I also hear.
I can tell you, if you have to sound like somebody, if Livingston Taylor has to sound like somebody, it's much better to. You could do a great deal worse than sound like James Taylor.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's the silver sun. You best walk her away. Watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now. I'm crying, ain't I? Gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent, they last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs at bite. The signs, it might be omens, say I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine? From behind, yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind, and I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina.
That was James Taylor, Carolina on My Mind. And I think it's really wonderful to be able to hear, you know, the similarities between the two brothers, Livingston Taylor and his brother James. They were raised in North Carolina, and they've both written songs. Earlier we heard Call Me Carolina, the Civil War song that Livingston recently released on his last Alaska Moon CD. And then Carolina on My Mind was one of the first songs that James Taylor recorded when he was signed to the Apple label. There's a real early recording of that song with Paul McCartney playing bass on it. And then on Livingston Taylor's very first album in 1970 on Capricorn Records, he wrote a song called Carolina Day. So I think it'd be wonderful also to hear a song that James Taylor recorded that his brother Livingston wrote. The song is called Boatman, and it's from the James Taylor album Hourglass. Let's listen to Boatman.
Hearts were exploding around us as we drifted south down the bay. The gray up above and the gray down below left us with nothing to say. So we drifted along in silence till the tickle of life trickled in, and the rhythm began in the hiss of the sand. We were catching fire again. Oh, boatman, I would forever run free. Yeah, we finally caught up with the legends. We were walking along side by side. We worked out a plan to go out hand in hand. The long trail just wasn't that wide. The water around us was freezing. We just laughed and threw ourselves in, and although we were old, the sting of that cold pumped up the feeling. Here it is again. Oh, boatman, I am the river, I am the mountain and the sea. Oh,
cut the strings to the sky. We found level ground and we put ourselves down. Amazing, we all didn't die. We took each moment as given. By second, they came. The ice and the sun and the thundering guns. Good God, I was finally saved. Oh, oh, man, I am the river, I am the mountain and the sea. Oh, oh, man, taker and giver, can you deliver me? Oh, roller, I am the river, I am the mountain and the sea. Oh, oh, man, taker and giver. I would forever run free.
That song was called Boatman by James Taylor. It was sung by James Taylor, but it was written by his brother Livingston Taylor. Livingston Taylor is coming here to our area in concert, sponsored by the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance. He'll be at the Tustin Theater in Narrowsburg, New York, on May the 5th, Saturday evening at 8 p.m. I was fortunate to be able to have a conversation with Livingston Taylor. Let's get back to that and hear more about what he has to say.
My real musical heroes. First, my favorite lyricist is Oscar Hammerstein II.
Oh.
And his discipline and his focus are unbelievable. And where I tend to spend a lot of my musical time is in that era pre-1960. Because what happened in 1960 is, of course, multi-track recording became widely available. And with multi-track recording, that ushered in the era of the singer-songwriter. What I love playing and singing, I love, and I tell my students to do this as well, is to play and sing songs that were written by great writers for great singers, because both entities inform the piece of music. And with singer-songwriters, certainly I feel this with myself, I tend to write as a songwriter, I tend to write to the weaknesses of me as a singer. And as a singer, I tend to tolerate the weaknesses of the songwriter.
There's one song that you co-wrote with Carol Bayer Sager.
Mm-hmm.
Answer My Prayer.
Oh, now, God, I had a good time writing that song.
When I heard all of these songs, that one song, the melody, the amazing scope of the melody and the complicated modulations. Broadway sense of the song. And then when I realized that you'd co-written it, can you talk about what that collaboration was like with her?
Yeah, I sure can. What happened, Carol Bayer Sager, she's about to, she's probably shorter than 5 feet.
Okay.
She's an absolute little fire plug. You know, she's sort of the Joe Pesci of songwriters. She's just absolute dynamo.
I love it.
And I played her, and so I called her up. She and Carly Simon are friends, and I was playing this song for Carly Simon, and I had the song all mapped out, but I just was having trouble in a few places, so I called Carol Bayer Sager, And Carly gave me her number, and I called her up, and I played her the song over the telephone. Hey guys, come on in. I played her the song over the telephone, and she said, come to Los Angeles right now. Let's go to work. And so I didn't go right that second, but within a week or so, I was out there,
wow.
And we worked. And what Carol Bear Sager does that's so great is she's a closer. She can wrap things up beautifully. So that modulation, that amazing modulation out of the bridge, that's Carol's.
Wow, okay.
Give me a bit of the needed. Give me that one hand to hold. One love that never grows cold. Please, if you're out there somewhere. That's Carol.
Wow.
You know, and she's a closer.
Uh-huh.
And so, again... The bulk of it is written by me. If I may say, the great moments are supplied by her.
Eternally under your spell, answer. When my arms are around you, smile when I come through the door, laugh because it's all right with you on this perfect night. No.
We just heard an excerpt from the song Answer My Prayer, co-written by Livingston Taylor and Carol Bear Sager. I'm here at WJFF, and this is the only hydro-powered radio station in the United States.
The only hydro-powered.
We are
right
a hydro-powered.
There. Ah, the sun.
There is a
the
creek.
Hot summer sun falls. The hot equatorial sun falls and stores that energy in the evaporating water vapor, and then it drifts up over the Catskills, and the water is wrung out by some mechanism or another. The energy is released. It falls and tumbles to the ground, sits in a reservoir, flows through a dynamo on its inevitable path to the sea, and cranks out those kilowatts that generates your signal.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
So apparently Livingston Taylor is on the same wavelength as we are here at WJFF Radio Catskill in Jeffersonville, New York. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, a conversation with the singer-songwriter Livingston Taylor, who will be appearing at the Tustin Theater on Saturday, May the 5th, in the evening at 8 p.m. That's in Narrowsburg, New York, right here in our neighborhood. Before we end today's program, I wanted to play one more song, and I think it's just really an incredible recording. James Taylor singing in a duet with his brother Livingston. The song is called City Lights, and it's really hard to tell their voices apart, and it's wonderful to hear them singing together. Let's take a listen. City Lights, James Taylor and Livingston Taylor.
Rosie crossed the wee old grand. In the middle of the night she swam. We thought she could carry in a plainclothes sack, heading for the promised land, never coming back. Friends and family stayed behind. All the crops at harvest time. Oh, they think about Rosie and all those nights she's been thinking. City lights, city lights, shining in her eyes, spreading out like Christmas lights under California skies.
When the sun goes down
and those dreams begin to fade,
she's got those city lights
to help her find her way.
The jobs for a few. City life is so brand new.
Down in the barrio, good times were hard to find. So Rosie packs her cares and up the hills she climbs to see those
city lights shining in her eyes, spreading up like Christmas lights under California skies.
When the sun goes down and the dreams begin to fade,
she's got those city lights
to help her find her way.
Rosie never wants those dreams to fade away.
She never wants to let the rain spoil a sunny day. Her dreams begin to fade.
She's got those city lights.
She loves her pretty life.
She's got those city lights to help her find her way. She's got those city lights to help her find her way.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. I hope you've enjoyed today's program, and thank you so much for listening.